Sometimes you just gotta learn that you just gotta roll it.
Oh, hey, look, we started recording while I was talking about how you have to be ready for it. I'm Chongo.
I'm Sound of Mr. Dave.
I'm occupied. No.
Ha, he interrupted you.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Chef Mucky.
Anyway, the joke behind that was I was just saying, come on, Dave, you just need to start recording, like, because he was asking Manny, hey, Manny, are you ready? Manny, are you ready? But I was like, Dave, you really need to learn that sometimes you gotta go. Sometimes you just gotta make sure that you just go. People will eventually catch up. And then he just started recording in the middle of that little rant, and I was like, oh my god.
He did it to me.
Anyways, this is NSP.
Which stands for... Name still pending. Not any of the other ridiculous acronyms I can come up with.
Never stop playing.
Ooh, episode 4.
Need superpowers.
Oh god, you're good at this.
Ninja says no.
I was about to say, you need to take over for me. And speaking of taking over, do you have our theme today that you're leading, Manny, Manuel?
I'm leading?
Yeah.
I guess I'm ready.
Alright, what's your theme?
Nothing. That's his theme.
Hey, are you? Is your name Manny? Is your name Mr. Chubby Monkey? No, it's Silent Mr. Dave. Show the intro again to the part where you said your name.
I'm Mr. Chubby Monkey.
See, is that Mr. Chubby Monkey? No, it's not. So, Dave. I was gonna say Dave.
I'm gonna make you seem dumb. I'm edited, so I say it's my name.
So, Manny.
Yes.
What's our theme?
Nothing.
Our theme?
Yeah.
Let's just say the word and start.
Scene.
I hope so. Or you can just start.
Scene. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that the point of saying the word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm new to this.
You've nullified the scene.
Okay. Scene! Okay, everybody. I'm going to now rule over your land. You'll no longer be able to stay here.
Dude, if you just wanted to hang out in our treehouse, you could have just asked.
No, I need to rule it from the inside out. I control the borders and everything.
Control the borders?
Yes, the borders. We will build borders, large borders around.
Is that why you lit the ladder on fire?
The ladder was no longer needed. You'll no have entrance into it anymore. It will be my own. If I want a ladder, I can rebuild it.
Well, guess what? Now we're both stuck up here with you. So if you're going to rule this place, then you're going to need to help us get down because you just burned the ladder and this treehouse is like freaking 20, 30, 40-ish feet up.
No, you don't understand. You must jump out the window. Jump out. You land. If you survive, you survive. If not, well, you don't survive then.
Fine, I will, but first, I need to talk to my assistant. Yo, Dave, what do you think of this man?
Oh, what? What happened? I was sleeping.
Dude, our treehouse just got taken over by this guy who thinks he's Russian.
Oh, I sold it to that guy.
What?
Dude, he gave me $5, man.
$5? Well, guess what happened? Guess. Take a guess.
I don't...
Do you smell something burning?
I guess.
That's the ladder.
So?
How are we going to get down, Dave?
I think about that another time. Let me go back to sleep.
How about while you're thinking, you think about your future plan next time someone tries to take over your treehouse?
Okay, fine. If you're really worried, I had a zip line set up.
Oh, you what? Right? That's cool.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe we'd get rid of this. Burn that down.
It's made out of... Wait, I don't even see a zipline anywhere.
Okay, I didn't make it yet. I was going to... In case maybe this happened.
Maybe we put entertainment system over here.
Okay, but really...
Do you guys have power set up and so that I can put my entertainment system over here?
No, we don't have any power here. If you want to, like, call an electrician or something, we can get that to happen. Maybe you can bring a ladder so we can get down.
Those are idle details. We don't need to go into that right now. But I will ask you this. There's a few marks over here on the floor. What are these? What is that? I did not pay for dirty room.
The marks on the ground were scratched in the wood where it says Dave and Chongo made this treehouse and will cherish it forever. Isn't that right, Dave?
Well, Dave obviously does not cherish your friendship. He sold house for $5.
What do you even plan on using the $5 for, Dave?
I already used it.
On what?
On the gum that I am chewing right now.
On gum?
It's not just any gum. This gum gives me superpowers.
Superpower? What superpower does it give you, Dave?
I can fly.
You can fly? Oh my gosh, that's great! Now I can get down from this treehouse!
I can get down from this treehouse.
And you can carry me down from this treehouse.
That's not how the gum works.
What do you mean that's not how the gum works? It's just carrying somebody.
I only have enough power to lift me up.
Well, how do I get down? Do you have an extra piece?
I gave it to that bird.
That bird? What power does it have? The power to fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, David, this gum you gave me, it has really weird flavor.
Wait, what? You gave him gum too?
What?
I had very bad breath. I had onions and veal for breakfast this morning. It had very strongness to it. He's a very kind person, he is. Very kind. Like you.
Yeah, very kind person.
You're very rude, you know.
Hey, rude! What have I done that's rude? Whatever.
You come to my house. You yell a lot. It's very rude. Very rude. Do not appreciate it. Not at all.
Dave.
Yes.
Where did you get that gum?
Well, this guy in the corner. He was like, "I'll give you this gum for $5."
You know what? I doubt it even makes you fly. I doubt it even makes you fly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump out right now.
Okay, go ahead. Treehouse. After selling our treehouse for $5 and using it on gum that you didn't even share to me and having a ladder burned, I think you deserve to die.
Well, that's pretty mean. But I won't die because I can fly.
All right, yeah, I'm sure. Go ahead, jump.
Okay. Here I go.
Whee! Oh my god!
See you later!
Hey Manny, do you think we should tell him that every time he flies his clothes become invisible?
No, I think we leave it at that. It's a pretty interesting sight.
Fair enough. Okay, listen, back to my previous deal. I remember I sort of like sounded angry at you because, you know, I was angry because there was no ladder. But tell you what, I say that we make a joint sort of declaration of friendship, because, you know, we're biffles, right?
Yes, I'd say we are biffles. What exactly does biffles...
It means, you know, best...
Is this English word?
Yes, it's it means the same as like a best friend, best buddy, someone that won't throw the other one out and won't sell a treehouse for $5.
Yes, I could agree to this. I won't throw you out of the window, my biffle. All
right, awesome. Let's get the chisel real quick. Okay, let's get the chisel.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, hi. Gum. You missed it. I was just chiseling out your name where I said Ryan and Dave cherish the friendship of this treehouse. And I'm scratching out Dave, putting whatever the hell this guy's name is.
Aha, I knew it.
What?
I knew you weren't truly my friend.
You know what, Dave? No, I'm not truly your friend. You know, because you're not truly my friend.
You know, that's why I sold the treehouse to begin with. I knew you were gonna be friends with this guy instead.
Well, thank
you. You know, I think to say here, he has points. If you really were his before, you'd stick through him thick and thin.
Well, guess treehouse
or no treehouse.
I can't get down from here, and I'm gonna die if you don't get a ladder. That's why I'm a little upset, a little testy, if you will.
You know, I destroyed the ladder, but I installed new escalator just over there. It leads straight down. There's a little guy sells little gum packets down the street. It leads straight there. You can always go get.
You but know, wait, go down. I knew you would do this and betray my trust. So there's a time bomb inside this treehouse that's gonna go off in 10 seconds.
You implanted a time bomb inside of my house after selling it to me for $5? How dare you?
I made it.
Very good. And time to fly away.
Dave!
Yeah!
Are you okay?
Yeah!
Russian guy! Are you okay?
I think he died.
I'm dying. Thought we were Biffles. Left me behind.
I thought that you were gonna fly away.
I had regular gum. He did not share his special power gum with me. He gave me Starburst. Strawberry flavored.
See, I knew this would happen.
He was the only true good man.
Russian death.
No, he wasn't. He was trying to tear us apart, don't you see?
No, don't you see? You just killed him!
Exactly. Now we can be friends again. I save you a piece of superpower gum.
Thanks, man. But I'm not gonna eat it. You know why?
Why?
Since you're flying now, I can see that you have a small dick. And you know what? I think that makes us even.
And scene. That was a great one!
That was pretty interesting, yes.
I loved that so much!
OSHA's a little more factual, but you know, it's improv.
Oh, man.
If you catch my drift.
Don't mind me, just I want some superpower gum.
I want gum in general.
I've got some in my drawer right here. You want some?
No.
Well, what the heck? We're not friends anymore, Dave.
You called my wee-wee small.
Yeah. It's revenge for not, for, you know,
a lot of the time, us.
And I quote, there's no such thing as too much butt sex. Seriously. That is the best.
Wait, I mean, what?
Damn right, question mark. Now high five me.
Wait, was this
Abraham
was this,
Lincoln?
Was this in the Skype chat from Alistair or something?
No. That was an intersex party tweet right now.
Okay, fine. Welcome.
It's on the screen.
I say welcome back.
No, I don't know.
oh,
welcome back
recording?
To the end of the episode.
Welcome back to NSP. And you caught us right at the end of the episode. Bye. Like, comment, subscribe.
Bye. Review if you're on Newgrounds, 5 stars.
Bye.
Or iTunes. I don't know.
Bye.
So you could leave a review too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.